Last week we saw in the scriptures where Jesus himself learned obedience from the things that he suffered. That Jesus himself was meek and lowly. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and I will give you rest for your souls." For his burden is easy. Yeah, it's really easy because he's meek and he's lowly. In other words, we're to learn of Jesus. We're to be meek and lowly. We started off in Matthew talking about the meek shall inherit the earth. God will bless you in any area of your life where you are blessable. Please know that. And we also saw in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, that the mind of Christ should be our mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of a no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God highly exalted him, gave him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of those in heaven and of those in earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus humbled himself. If we're going to be meek and lowly, we are going to have to do it ourselves. We're going to have to humble ourselves. Meekness is controlled strength. Meekness is the opposite of weakness. It is controlled strength. And humility or lowliness means that you are under the authority of divine, always under divine authority. Humility is not low self-esteem. It's being under divine authority. God is looking for a people who are humble, that always accepts God's will for their life. You know, when I got saved, I was 5 years old. And of course, as a child, you're just a kid. And you always feel like a sinner because you're rotten half the time. But when I became a teenager, I got really serious about the things of God. And I made a determination then, that if it's in the Bible, that's the way I'm to live. It is settled. If God said it, I have to believe it and I have to do it. Our life would be less complicated if we would just do the Word of God, because we will never fail if we're obedient to the Word. Well, thank you for being with me today on Winning Life. I want to remind you that we are praying for America. And so many people don't pray because they are not sure how to pray effectively. Jeremiah 29:12 says, "In those days when you pray, I will listen." God listens when we pray. And we need to pray for our government. We need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for revival. It's crunch time. Yeah. This Gentile dispensation is soon coming to an end. And what we do for God, we better do it now, my friend. We have a CD. It's our mentorship CD. And it's our featured guest is yours in the morning, Melissa Flores, Prayers for the Nation. These prayers are set to anointed music, and it will inspire you to pray more accurately when it comes to the needs of our nation. Praying for such things as our military and those who protect our freedom. Praying for key issues of our time. As a listener-supported ministry, my friend, we are dependent upon you today. Summer months can be very lean, and this summer, we are in need to hear from many of you. Coaching CD for $15 a month when you write to us at He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or he'salive.net. I'll be back tomorrow.